The biggest question that everyone has on their minds right now is, does Ravi actually have any friends? No, I don't. But in all seriousness, it's about the RBA's next move. Are they going to increase rates? Are they going to pause rates? Or are we going to start cutting rates? Well, in this video, I'm going to share with you exactly what I think is going to happen with some data, with some graphs. So sit back and relax because we're going to figure out what the RBA is about to do. If you're interested, keep watching. Hey guys, my name is Ravi and welcome back to Personal Finance with Ravi Sharma. If you're new here, smash that subscribe button because I talk about real estate, cryptocurrency, and financial freedom. Now here at Search Property, we've been growing a lot and it's been fantastic, but to provide more value to our clients, to our existing clients, as well as helping more people so they can avoid making mistakes like many people do, we're growing our team. We're one of the fastest growing buyers agencies and I'm so proud of what we're doing so far. We've got over 4 people already. We're trying to double that team in the next month or two. So if you're interested in working with myself and my team and have some experience in real estate or have a property portfolio of more than 4 or 5 properties, definitely contact me down below with your CV and a little bit about yourself so we can get the ball rolling. Now, when it comes to inflation and interest rates, we know what the relationship is. If you're new to the channel, go and check out all the other videos that I talk about inflation and the basic concepts of it. Right now, what we're trying to figure out is in less than a week, what is the RBA actually going to do? Now, you might be watching this after the fact, so you can come back and be like,
you're an idiot, Ravi.
Or you nailed it.
How cool is that? I don't think anyone's going to actually say that.
But anyway, I did in fact make a video back in October, November time, and I was predicting what the RBA was actually going to do over the next couple of months. I think for about 4 months, I was correct, so 4 out of 4, but now we're looking at Feb, and I suspect I'm about to be proven wrong. If you want to know what I thought step by step for the rest of the year as well, you should definitely go check out this video. It talks about not only the rate hikes, but the pausing, as well as when the rates will start cutting. Our annual inflation is now growing faster than it has since 1990, and you can see in this graph, it looks pretty freaking dramatic. You can see that CPI and core inflation number just spiking so high, but what we've often found is that once it spikes this high, it falls fairly quickly. And there's a couple of reasons why that happens. But if you've been wondering why interest rates have moved up so quickly out of nowhere, despite the RBA coming out and saying, well, we're not increasing rates till 2024. Well, the reason for that is they want to take care of inflation. You don't want to have your currency being devalued so quickly. And the best way to understand what inflation is and how it affects you is that it's an imaginary tax. You go out there, save $100, but if inflation is 3%, you've just lost 3%. You paid it in tax. It's made up, but you'll go, well, I didn't feel it because we aim as a country to have 2 to 3% of inflation. So imagine now knowing that you've been taxed the normal rate. And then at the end of the year, they'll go,
oh, how much do you have left? Oh, I've got $10,000 left. Oh, cool. Well, you're going to lose 3%. Oh, okay.
That is what inflation is. So when you've got inflation going up to 6, 7, and 8%, imagine how people feel. It's a pretty shit go because everything else, all the costs start increasing and your lifestyle is a victim of that. Now with inflation coming in at 7.8%, us growing so fast, why is there even a question around whether the interest rates are going up or whether they're going down? It's clearly going to go up. And why are we only increasing by 25 basis points? In fact, Australia was one of the first countries to pivot from their 50 basis point increases that they were seeing every single month to then going in as business as usual being 25 basis points. Now, if we're going to increase, are we increasing by 25 basis points or 50 basis points? I can tell you now, if we increase by 50 basis points, the consumer confidence and business confidence we have in Australia right now will plummet. I don't think we're going to see a 50 basis points increase. I'm sorry. But could we see a 25 basis point increase? Yeah, at this point, I think so. Now, despite me coming out a couple of months ago and saying, no, that's it, we're done. There's a pause. We're not increasing rates in 2023. In fact, we're going to be cutting rates. It might be that we have a lag of about 1 to 2 months. What we know is that when interest rates get introduced into the system, it takes a few months before it actually kicks in. So despite all the efforts of increasing interest rates, it still takes time for it to filter through the actual system. So knowing all of this, why am I still sticking to the fact that I think interest rates will fall in 2023? In fact, I'm not the only one. There's economists coming out from CBA as well, coming out and suggesting that, yeah, we think there's going to be a cut of 50 basis points in 2023. So are we onto something or are we just high on lolly water?
You don't know what lolly water is?
Yeah, neither do I. Now, with inflation, it's important to know that inflation is year on year. So they're going to measure what it is this year versus this time last year. So when you're comparing 2020, when we basically fell into a recession, the entire economy shut down, you're comparing 2020 to 2021. Then you compare 2021 to 2022. And what we've seen is supply disruptions. We've seen issues around the world when you've got wars between countries. And so inflation started peaking because now you couldn't get the goods for the same price anymore. But more importantly, in 2020 and 2021, we just printed a shitload of money. We
went out there and said, hey, we have a problem. Everyone has to sit at home. So let's just give them all this money and they'll stay at home.
That was ultimately going to create a massive problem, because when everyone has more money, they go for the same goods and services as everyone else. Now the demand increases. If there's not enough supply, the price goes up. It's just like real estate. When you go out, you buy in the right location. What you're trying to do is go into an area where supply is low, but demand is high. If you can purchase in a market like that early, you'll see prices go up consistently, which is basically what we've been doing as part of the buyer's agency at Search Property. We go into undervalued areas. We're going in and understanding the supply and demand ratios, incoming supply, incoming infrastructure, getting in earlier than most people will. Why? Because we have to put in the time and the research. It's not impossible to do, but you're a genius if you can do it quicker than I can. And it took me at least 6 to 12 months to even get my head around the basic concepts of these things. So speed is your biggest friend. So if you want to purchase and you want to be early, think about being early before those interest rates start cutting. Think about it. Another factor to consider is that all those supply chain disruptions are now starting to figure themselves out, but it takes time. So we're going to see those prices start coming down, and we've already started seeing this. We also saw it with the cost of lettuce. We saw it with the cost of other goods as well, where they spiked, but they've started to come down to normal ranges. We're just having a reversion to the mean. The averages are going to work themselves out. They're going to come back to a new norm. Now, when it comes to inflation, if you've got month on month in say 2022 going up by 5%, if you grow at 5% again, you're effectively moving sideways. So that inflation number will come back at closer to 0%. So what people are worried about now, mainly economists around the world that are a bit switched on, are going,
hold up, we're gonna have deflation as a problem.
Because with interest rates increasing, people are gonna spend a lot less. And that means that we're gonna start seeing deflation. And that is why people are worried about a recession in most parts of the world. If you just learned something, smash that like button. And finally, I've made a video about the mortgage cliff. You should definitely go check it out here. I take a very logical approach to what's actually happening out there. Definitely go check it out. But with the mortgage cliff, it's referring to the fact that they're gonna come off low interest rate loans and they're gonna come onto the new loan. So back then, if you fixed it, say 2%, now you're gonna probably be paying 5.5% to 6%. Naturally, when this happens, people have a lot less money to spend on dumb shit. They might go out there and say, well, I can spend more money on clothes. I can spend more money on going to the cafe, going to restaurants, and that drives the economy. It continues growing. But the opposite happens if they're not spending as much. So think about it. If your interest rates go up from 2% to 6%, that's a large portion of your budget that's being allocated to the same fixed expense. And that naturally is going to nosedive when it comes to later this year in 2023. The RBA wants to target 2 to 3% inflation. If we suddenly go into an environment where we're in a recession, GDP growth falls, you're not going to have inflation. You're going to have the opposite of that problem. And that is why I still stick to the fact that we're going to have interest rates cut in 2023. Now, in less than a week, could they actually pause interest rates? I still think there's a chance that they will. And if they do, it's going to be a massive bullish sign for the entire economy. People are going to complain a lot, but maybe they just go with the easy option and say, well, we'll increase it by 25 basis points, but that is it. What do you think is going to happen in less than a week? If you're watching this after the fact, let me know what your thoughts are and how the economy is actually trending, and I'll be sure to reply. I hope you guys have enjoyed this video. If you want to join Search Property and the buyer's agency team here, then definitely email me. It will be pinned in the comments down below, and I'll catch you guys in the next one. Thanks, guys.